Okay, so continuing to our class, he's talking about different ideas in Talmud Torah and how we should be learning and how what our Torah does for us. So he says here, first of all, in Derech HaLimud, Koidim Tzarech Lumud Halacha Yisru L'Kai Moisam. The first thing is you have to learn Halacha, you have to learn what to do. And then you could learn Soid, right? Then you could learn Soid, which is, the secret. But if you learn Soid before Torah Shabbat Peh, before Halachas, he will never work. He'll lose everything. So, this is a common error nowadays. People try to jump the gun. Hey, I'm curious. I want to know more about this. I want to know more about that. And people jump the gun. And he says, Ya'abed is a kol, you're not going to know either one. But if you go ala seder, then you'll know pshat, then you'll know the soid. That's the proper way to learn. So, you know, people, you know, ask me, even last week, someone asked me, says, I go to Gemara Shir, I learn Gemara, but I don't really, you know, some of the topics are not that interesting for me, whatever, I don't really, it's not that great. But I can go to Torah, Piderach HaSoid, there's a share like that, and it's much more interesting for me. So what should I do? I said, someone told me that he's a Rebbe in high school, and he asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he said, L'maisa, I want to teach the kids Pshat in the Gemara. How to read the Gemara, the Rashi, the order, learn it up properly, learn the Gemara well. But it's not so kishmak for them. So they would rather hear like lumdis and hakiras and, you know, a fun share. So what should I do? What's my job? So he said, your job is to make the pshat gishmak. In other words, you're saying you want to teach them pshat, but the other part is gishmak. So your job is to figure out how to make this gishmak. So I told this other fellow, I said, you have to learn the Gemara. If it's not gishmak to you, because you're not working on it. If you would work on it, you'll be gishmak. So find time to work more on the shir. That's basically what I told you. But anyway, that's what he's saying over here. Now, let's move on. Agadois u'mosar nitzrach lakodol. However, everyone needs to learn mosar as well. It's like the money. You buy stuff with it, right? So it doesn't matter who you are. Everyone needs it in order to survive, in order to grow. You need to have agada, you need to have mosar. Okay. Now, I'll say over one other piece based on what we said yesterday, is that the Vilna Gaon holds that even though everything in Torah has an order, but really he said yesterday is that really if you have the correct pshat in the world of pshat, that will be the pshat in sight also. And the truth is the opposite of Ruch. The Vilna Gaon says that every single halacha, this is very important, you said I'm about to say here, the Gaon holds in every single halacha the Chazal said on a Darabanan level, and they gave you a pshat in it. They told you this is why this halacha exists. Okay, so even though they gave you a pshat and they told you why it exists, afal pikein, you should know that in the world of Soid, there's a lot of other reasons for the halacha, and that's why you should keep it as well. So, for example, karpas. So everyone asks the question, karpas, you dip the potato or whatever, you dip the green in the salt water, and you wash your hands. Why? Because for tuma, and your hands need to be washed when you dip something. So some people say, we don't keep the dinim of tuma today. Why are we busy washing, right? So, right. So now the question is, what? We don't keep tuma today. So why do we have to do it? Says the Goyim. The reason why you have to wash your hands before a peep shot is because of tuma. But there's a lot of other reasons. Chazal didn't tell us all the reasons. Therefore, do not try to outsmart Chazal and say that since it doesn't apply today, I'm not going to keep it. Now, this is a very geshmaka story that I heard someone one time shtaltzu to this Vilna Goyim. The Maisa goes like this. The Goyim had a talmud. I think I said it over recently, but anyway, I must have said it over, but it doesn't matter. I'll say it over again most quickly. That the goyin had a talmud that was blind, and the blind talmud finally found the shidduch, and the Vilna goyin was on the side of the kedusha. So the Vilna goyin, right before the chuppah, calls the chassan. They're about to do the kedusha, and the goyin says to the chassan, "Chassan, kayem masha omru chazal." You have to fulfill the commandment of Chazal. That a person cannot be Mekadosh an Isha until he sees her. So he says, I can't see her, I'm blind. He was able to see her. He got his vision. In order to mekayim the halacha of Asa la'adam she'kadosh ha'isha ad she'irena, that was the mice. Mm-hmm. So the question is, that halacha, why is it also Mekadosh HaSeisha HaChirena? Why? So Chazal say, because if he Mekadosh without seeing her, eventually he will see her. And if she doesn't find favor in his eyes, for whatever reason, he's going to be upset once he marries her. So Freck, this person, he said, it's not the same shot in the story. Lamai said, this guy is going to be blind his whole life. He's never going to see her. So why does he have to see her before he's Mekadosh? So he said, because it's a goyin l'shitasa. The union of seeing the kala before you b'kadosh her is not just, even though Chazal say the reason is that you shouldn't find something that you don't like about her. There's a lot of other reasons up drush. And therefore, since up drush is so many other reasons, you have to keep the halacha anyway. Very, very interesting. Now, the next piece in the Goyin is going to come as a major surprise to most of you. Okay? The Goyin says the following: Kol echad l'fimash malam denoise bebet imoy kein yesh yecholus lahasik. So he just told us a major yisoid is in the Goyin's writings in a few places. So most people say over that every child is taught the whole Torah while he's in the womb of his mother, right? So he'll taught the whole Torah, then he forgets it, taps you on the lip, that whole thing. So says the Goyin, it's not true, false. Not every child is taught the entire Torah. Every child is taught his chelek in Torah. That's why we say the same chalkeinu b'serasecha. He's given the potential. He's given his portion in Torah. He's given. He's taught by the Malach the Torah that he is meant to learn in his lifetime, and then it's taken away, and now he has to earn it again. And there was a Rav here visiting, Duvi Ben Shushan, Ben Susan. He was here the other week. And he said that this is a mahalach that Hashem has. It's a beautiful speech. He said, right before Matan Torah, it says that Hashem, it's a big conflict. Was the Jewish people on the highest level or the Jewish people on the lowest level? So the way he's niyashiv it is, the api the leshem, he said that the Jewish people were raised up at the time of the Korban Pesach, the night of Pesach, to the highest level. But then Hashem put them back down at the lowest level and said, now go out and earn. Hashem often will give a person a taste of the high level and now take it away and say, now, that was a gift. Now you have to earn it. Now you have to earn it. He said he's had more than one time that he gives a Gemara share to teenagers. And, they've been learning Gemara with him for a few years, and now they finally appreciate a good kasha or a kivega, or they appreciate learning. And all of a sudden, this one kid comes off the street, sits down for the class, like half sleeping. And then Milner says, Rabbi, I don't understand something. And he asks this question, and the rabbi falls off his chair. He's like, what's going on? He said, you know what just happened? He's like, no. He said, you asked, just now, you asked Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. He's like, Rabbi who? Rabbi Akiva what? Yeah, you asked Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. And all the other students are like, what? We're sitting here for 4 or 5 years learning. I never asked Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. This guy comes in off the street, barely can read anything, and now he's asking him, Kamegar's Kasha? So he said, yeah. Hashem gives him a matana, and says, this is the level you could reach. You could really, he says, tomorrow, the guy's going to come back. Guarantee you, he's not asking him, Kamegar's Kasha again tomorrow. tomorrow he's going to have to work on the Gemara, and the next day on the Rashi, and the next day on the Tosfos. And after 2-3 years, he'll get back and he'll earn the level and he'll be able to ask Rabbi Akiva Yankos Kasha. But sometimes Hashem gives you a gift. She said, that's the point. The child learns in the mother's womb the entirety of the Torah that he is capable to learn b'chayav. He doesn't learn the whole Torah. He learns the Torah that's his chelik to learn b'chayav. Then he loses it, and now he has to earn it back. Okay? So it shows us two things. Number one is, it shows us that it's not true. You don't necessarily learn the whole Torah before. So you say, okay, fine. So you don't learn the whole Torah. So that makes it less chashuv in a way. Like, I thought I learned the whole Torah. I didn't. Okay, whatever. So the Gaon said, no, no, it's more chashuv. You know why? Because that means that you have a tailor-made portion that's made for you. And guess what? That makes your responsibility to reach your portion even more important. Because now if you don't do it, this was the job I made for you, right? If the guy would come, imagine, the government has this job to do. They need to plow, two million acres. So, you come, you do, and they want everyone to go do it. Go plow as much as you can. Okay, so I plowed it. I didn't plow it. I could have done more. I could have done less. At the end of the day, no one's going to notice if I didn't do what I was supposed to. I did do what I was supposed to. Look, it's out there. I plowed a little bit. I tried. I did it. I worked the field. There's a lot of other acres I have to get done. Okay, that's that. What happens if everyone has their quadrant of the field, and at the end of a year, the king comes back to the field and checks your quadrant. Did you do it or not? Whoa, I thought I just had to do as much as I can. No. Yeah. But I also knew how much you could do. And based on how much you could do, I gave you an amount. Why didn't you do it? So it becomes a much more specific and pointed responsibility. You need to do it because I chose a chelik that was appropriate for you and tailor-made for you, and you should have been able to do it. And that, says the Gaon, scary words here. Very scary words. Umi shahaya yachol lahasik soidus haTorah. Someone could have reached the soid, and he did not work hard enough, and therefore he didn't get to a certain amount of soid that he could have gotten. Nidon bedinim kosher rachmono etzlan. He's going to have a big din to deal with later. After 120, it's much more chomer. According to the pshat of the Gaon, that everyone has their chilk in Torah, it's not just you were taught everything, generic, and then learn as much as you can. No, you were given over a chilk that you need to learn. And it was predetermined. It was set up for you. We designed it for you. It was designed for you with your koiches, your opportunities, and your skills. Don't be lazy. Do it. Because this is the portion that's waiting for you. Like that famous mice with the Mitziv, that at the end of his life, one day he wasn't going to go to yeshiva, whatever the story is. It wasn't clear that he was going to be a rosh yeshiva. At the end of his life, he said, if I wouldn't have ended up being this, I would have come up to Shemaim, and they would have given me a chumash, Hamik Dover, the pierce of the Mitziv and the chumash. And they said, here's the sefer, where is it? They said, here's your sefer, but basically, in other words, saying that was my portion. And had I not, gone down the path that I was supposed to, I wouldn't have ever written it, but they would have known that I was supposed to, or I could have. It's a scary thing, but it also means that it's within our reach because it was tailor-made for us. So they're both true. On the one hand, it's a chizuk that we know that we have something that's within our kochas to reach, and that's our full shlemus. I can't do kol tarkula. Who said your portion was kol tarkula? Maybe your portion was whatever you could do. And then it's your responsibility. You got to do what we can do. All right? Strong words. Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow. Okay?
And good night.
Skoyach, skoyach, good night.